In Major League Baseball, Scott Schebler's three-run homer in the ninth inning rallied the Cincinnati Reds to a 7-5 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Brandon Moss and Tommy Pham hit solo homers in the eighth for a 5-4 lead, but the Cards couldn't hold on. Sangwon Oh escaped a bases-loaded threat in the eighth, but gave up a pair of singles to start the ninth. Schebler connected for his second homer of the season and his first game-ending shot. Jumbo Diaz fanned Oh with the bases loaded at the top of the ninth to keep the game at 5-4. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer in the seventh inning, and that carried the Kansas City Royals to a 3-2 win over the Tampa Bay Rays last night. Perez's 16th homer came off Xavier Cedeño after a single by Eric Hosmer. It lifted the Royals to their 12th win in their last 13 games against Tampa Bay. Chris Young got the win in relief, and Kelvin Herrera pitched the ninth to pick up his third save. Elsewhere around the league, the Detroit Tigers continue their charge toward first place in the AL Central. It's now a 7-game win streak for the Tigers after Miguel Cabrera went 3-for-5 with a 2-run homer and 3 knocked in an 11-5 pounding of the White Sox yesterday. The Red Hot Tigers are within 3.5 games of the AL Central lead after the first place Indians absorbed a 10-6 loss to Minnesota. Brian Dozier and Max Kepler belted 2-run homers in the third, one inning before Miguel Sano lined a 2-run double to put the Twins up 8-0. Pedro Alvarez hit two of the Orioles' 4 solo homers in a 5-1 verdict over the visiting Rangers yesterday. Baltimore continues to top the AL East by a game over Toronto after Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion homered in the Blue Jays' 2-1 win at Houston. The Astros are 5.5 back of the AL West leading Rangers. Boston trails the Orioles by 2 games after the Red Sox coughed up a 4-0 lead in the 8th inning in a 5-4 loss at Seattle. Jason Hamill is 11-5 after tossing 4 hit ball over 6 scoreless innings to lead the Cubs' 3-2 win against the Marlins in Chicago yesterday. Wilson Ramos crushed a 3-run homer, and Washington stretched its lead in the NL East to 6 games over the Marlins by thumping Arizona for the second straight night, 10-4. Aaron Alther was 3-for-5 with a 2-run homer, 5 RBIs, and 3 runs scored in Philadelphia's 13-8 dismantling of San Francisco. Colorado's 7-3 win over the Dodgers keeps Los Angeles 2 games behind the NL West leading Giants. Also, Jacob DeGrom was terrific in the New York Mets' 7-1 win over the Yankees with just 4 hits, striking out 8 in 7 shutout innings. Garrett Cole worked 5 innings, and Pittsburgh scored 4 times in the top of the 6th inning to beat Atlanta by a 5-3 final. Jeffrey Marte's 3-run blast snapped a 2-2 tie in the 6th inning as the Angels pick up a 5-4 win against Oakland, and Zach Davies combined with 3 relievers on a 6-hitter Milwaukee tripped up San Diego 3-2. The St. Louis Cardinals got 2 regulars back from injuries on Tuesday, but they lost shortstop Aledmys Diaz, sidelined by a broken right thumb. The Cardinals activated Johnny Peralta and Brandon Moss from the disabled list before the opener of a series in Cincinnati. Peralta recovered from a torn ligament in his left thumb, and Moss had an injured left ankle. Diaz was hit by one of Andrew Cashner's pitches during a game in Miami on Sunday. He went on the 15-day disabled list and will need more than 2 weeks to heal. The Cardinals also added left-handed reliever Zach Duke, who was obtained in a trade with the White Sox on Sunday. They optioned left-hander Dean Kiekhaefer and outfielder Randall Grichuk to AAA Memphis. The Kansas City Royals say reliever Luke Hoshaver had surgery yesterday in St. Louis to relieve thoracic outlet syndrome. Hoshaver, a 32-year-old right-hander, is expected to need 6 months to recover. The Royals hope he'll be ready for spring training. The first overall selection by the Royals in the 2006 draft, Hoshaver missed all of 2014 after Tommy John surgery. He appeared in 49 regular season games last season and then pitched 10 2/3 shutout innings and won 2 postseason games to help Kansas City win the World Series. Hoshaver last pitched on July 24th against Texas. He reported swelling in his hand last Thursday and was put on the 15-day disabled list. He was 2-3 with a 3.86 ERA and 40 appearances so far this season. In other baseball news, the AL Central leading Cleveland Indians have placed All-Star pitcher Danny Salazar on the 15-day disabled list with right elbow inflammation. Salazar had the shortest outing of his career Monday as he surrendered 3 homers and 6 runs in just 2 innings of a 12-5 loss to Minnesota. That loss was his first since May 22nd and dropped his record to 11-4. Salazar underwent Tommy John surgery on that same elbow in 2010. Rockies rookie shortstop Trevor Story could miss the rest of the season with a torn left thumb ligament that requires surgery. Story was injured while sliding into second base during Saturday's win over the Mets. He already had set a National League record for home runs by a rookie shortstop with 27 and was on pace to surpass Nomar Garciaparra's mark of 30 set with Boston in 1997. Giants pitcher Jake Peavy has been bumped to the bullpen to make room for newcomer Matt Moore, who will make his first start for the team Thursday at Philadelphia. The National League West leading Giants acquired Moore from Tampa Bay for infielder Matt Duffy and a couple of minor leaguers. Peavy was 1-2 with a 5.54 ERA and 5 July starts. The L.A. Dodgers have optioned Yasiel Puig and Ross Stripling to the minors to make room for newly acquired Josh Reddick and Jesse Chavez. The Dodgers were trying to trade Puig before the non-waiver trading deadline Monday, but they couldn't find a deal. Reddick replaces Puig in right field, and Chavez will join the L.A. bullpen. The Yankees don't plan to give Alex Rodriguez many more at-bats as they begin their rebuilding phase. The 41-year-old A-Rod has struck out in 5 of his 7 at-bats since July 22nd. He's hitting just .204 this season. Rodriguez is owed $20 million in 2017, the final season of his $325 million 10-year contract. In football news, the Arizona Cardinals have just made Tyrann Mathieu a pretty rich defensive back. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that Mathieu has accepted a 5-year, $62.5 million contract extension that includes $40 million guaranteed. That deal makes Mathieu the NFL's highest-paid safety, although he spent more time last season as a cornerback. That extension comes despite Matthew's major injuries to each knee in the first 3 NFL seasons. He tore his right ACL in a non-contact injury following an interception in a one-sided victory at Philadelphia last December. The Falcons have attempted to address their persistent pass rush problems by agreeing to a deal with free agent linebacker Dwight Freeney. The 36-year-old Freeney hasn't had a double-digit sack total since 2010, although his 8 sacks in 11 games with Arizona last year would have easily led Atlanta. Running back Trent Richardson has been cut by the Ravens, who lost patience while waiting for the former first-round pick to recover from injuries. Richardson hasn't played in the NFL since 2014 and began training camp on the physically unable to perform list because of hamstring and knee issues. In racing news, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss at least 2 more races while he recovers from a concussion. Earnhardt skipped the last 3 races and will continue to be replaced by 4-time series champion Jeff Gordon behind the wheel of his number 88 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Earnhardt said on his weekly podcast that he continues to experience issues with balance and gaze stabilization. And 5-time defending national champion North Dakota State has been tabbed as the favorite to win this year's Missouri Valley Football Conference title. The Bison are in 37 of a possible 39 first-place votes in the preseason poll conducted among the league's coaches, sports information directors, and select media representatives. Northern Iowa received the other 2 first-place votes to finish second in the poll, followed by South Dakota State, Illinois State, and Youngstown State. Rounding out the top 10 are Western Illinois, South Dakota, Southern Illinois, Indiana State, and Missouri State. NDSU captured its 5th consecutive football championship subdivision crown in January with a 37-10 win over Jacksonville State. This is the 5th straight season that the Bison have topped the conference preseason poll. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.